Patrick Fitzpatrick has worked at Black Jewel's D11 coal mine in Cumberland, Kentucky for a year and a half. He says he enjoyed the work, right up until he was told not to come in last Monday.
Everything was going fine. Everything was smooth sailing. And then just one day, it just goes all to hell.
Then he got more bad news from the bank. His paycheck bounced. Fitzpatrick says he has yet to receive more than $4,000 in owed wages. The father of two just bought a house and truck. Now he's struggling to pay his bills.
I'm having to sell my tools, my guns, everything that I've worked hard for just to try to make ends meet.
Over the last decade, many, including big players like Peabody Energy and Arch Coal, have chosen to restructure under Chapter 11 protection. But since filing on July 1st, Black Jewel's bankruptcy has been anything but routine.
Obviously, last week I don't think went the way anyone was hoping or expecting.
That's Black Jewel attorney Travis McRoberts at a bankruptcy hearing Saturday. Federal bankruptcy judge Frank Volk called the hearing to discuss problems with company paychecks.
It has visited, as we all know, a significant hardship on these employees and their families.
Last week, Volk approved a $5 million loan to Black Jewel to help keep it afloat, on the condition the company's CEO, Milton, West Virginia multimillionaire Jeff Hoops, resign. But the company needs more money, a lot more. It owes tens of millions of dollars in unpaid local, state, and federal taxes, royalties, and to vendors, amounts that some industry watchers find remarkable.
When you look through the list of debt, it's just like, holy cow, you know, how do you get this far in debt?
Clark Williams Derry is director of energy finance at the Sightline Institute, a Seattle-based think tank. He says Black Jewel's bankruptcy has been unusually chaotic.
How do you get this far behind on your payments, wind up with $100,000 in the bank, and not think you're getting close to bankruptcy?
At the Saturday hearing, Black Jewel's lawyers told the court without another infusion of cash, it can't pay its Appalachian employees. Right now, the company is only paying workers once they are called back to work. And so far, only a few dozen have gotten that call and their paychecks. At a Wednesday information session in Whitesburg, Kentucky, more than 100 Black Jewel employees and their families packed the Letcher County Recreation Center. County officials and a labor attorney, Sam Petzonk, urged employees to keep paperwork documenting hardships from the sudden layoffs.
You have rights under state and federal law to receive the wages that you earn.
Kentucky's attorney general has opened an investigation into Black Jewel. On Tuesday, an employee filed a class action lawsuit alleging the company failed to provide adequate notice of the layoffs under federal law. Bobby Balthus worked at Black Jewel's Clover Lick 3 mine in Harlan County. He says he was able to cash his last paycheck, but then it was clawed back or made void after deposit.
My check that I'd cashed out of my savings, and then charged me $12. For the company's check that bounced.
Balthus says he's put some money aside in case of a layoff, but he knows many who are hurting.
But I've been doing this for 27 years, and you can't never trust the coal industry because you don't know one day to the next.
Black Jewel's next bankruptcy hearing is scheduled for Friday. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.